With a month to go before the end of the Connecticut General Assembly's legislative session, Democratic leaders may be headed for a showdown with Democratic Governor Ned Lamont. WSHU's Ebong Adama reports there's a dispute over a proposed millionaire's tax. The state has some of the highest income inequality in the country.
The measure would raise taxes on singles who make $500,000 and couples with incomes of more than $1 million. Martin Looney is Democratic Senate President. He says now is the time to overhaul what he calls a fundamentally unfair tax system. He wants to increase taxes on millionaires to raise money to invest in underserved communities after pandemic relief funds run out.
It's essential to have the debate now and not fall off a cliff a couple of years from now. When the federal money is no longer there, the problems are still there.
Governor Ned Lamont, who reported $5.3 million in income on his taxes the year before he became governor, says new income taxes are not necessary.
I think we have a pretty good budget without raising taxes.
He says the state has a nearly $4 billion rainy day fund due to a windfall in revenues from high earners on Wall Street. Gary Rose is a political scientist at Sacred Heart University. He expects Lamont to win the debate. He says Democrats don't have the votes to override a veto by the governor.
In the end, we do have to get a budget passed. And on that measure, I'm sure that some of the Democrats are going to be willing to accept some of the governor's demands.
The governor and lawmakers have until the end of session on June 9th to reach agreement on a budget. Ebong Udama, WSH News.